Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great. This is the weekend.
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
Hey, weekend.
It's the weekend.
On your mark. Get set.
Ready for the weekend.
Oh, I think everybody's ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Fresh pair of underwear, ready to go.
Right.
Good morning to you. Well, the opening ceremonies of the Olympics are underway right now.
So exciting.
13 hours difference, you know.
And I heard, too, that the stadium technically can hold 68,000, but they're only allowing 900 in.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty thin. And I just hope that there's not a bunch of athletes who have COVID and have somehow disguised it.
Yeah, just because they want that gold.
Because they don't have
shots of the Olympics is going to look really pitiful.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if it is or if it's just that we're used to that now. You know what I mean?
Like,
a year of no audience, no spectators of any kind for anything.
The producer for the camera show, get a tight, closer. Don't show
either
the
that,
audience.
They're going to do like, NBA and stuff with the fake little cutouts or whatever, and then I could do that.
Imagine how much work that would be in stadiums that large.
Yeah, that's
gosh.
Anyway, we'll see those tonight on television. And that's my favorite part, really, is the opening ceremony.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All
the stuff that they do that's... And you can imagine the... You know, how technically advanced they are anyway. Who knows what they're going to do? Can't wait to see what it's going to be like. Anyway, that'll be tonight on NBC. Time to get up. Start a Friday. Sunny today. 86, 90 tomorrow.
They called them crazy when they started.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Odyssey World Premiere. Man, I just wonder how these guys figure out how they're going to sound together. You know, when you're saying, hey, I'll do a song with so-and-so, and then you don't, I don't know, it's amazing to me. They sound great together on that song.
They do. I'm thinking, you know, he had that duet with Kelly Clarkson. They both have those high vocals, so maybe that's kind of how.
Which I thought that was one of the better duets of the last,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's hard to believe how long ago it's been that song was out.
At least 10 years, I want to say.
Yeah, but it was a great duet. That is, too. That's Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. If I Didn't Love You, 6:12, Olympics starting. We were talking about the small audience. There's like 900 people or something in the stadium that holds how many?
68,000.
Oh.
That's big. But I got to wondering, how did the 900 people get chosen? And we checked, and it's a lottery.
It is, yeah. So I guess they sold all the tickets in 2020, and they've worked it out to where it was a lottery. And if you didn't win the lottery, you got a refund. So that's good, I guess.
Okay. All right. So opening ceremonies tonight on NBC.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
The artist you...
Good vibe, and it's Friday, the weekend just around the corner. That's some good news right there. That ought to get you going, but if it doesn't, we've got some things that might encourage you along on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I love telling these kind of stories. I wish I'd have been there to witness it, but I wasn't. But I'm going to tell you about it. Back in May, a 5-year-old boy named Meyer was being treated for brain cancer at a children's hospital in Missouri, and his parents used sticky notes to make a face on his window to cheer him up.
Aww.
Then someone across the street saw that and started doing it on their window.
Oh, cool.
It turned out to be a medical worker in another building named Joanna. They traded window art messages for weeks, and each one got more impressive. And by the end, they were doing full pictures of Super Mario and Iron Man.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
She didn't even know who Meyer was for a while, but finally got to meet him last week when his MRI came back clean and he got to go home.
Yay!
Wow, look at that.
I love that. Okay, so, you know, I found something on Luke Combs and I had to share it.
Because you're a Luke fanatic.
That's my baby.
Stalker.
Yeah. I'm not stalking.
Creepy.
I just know his address. Anyways, he actually paid for the funeral expenses of three young fellows who passed away. There was a Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Michigan last weekend. He was the headlining act on Friday. And a day before, there was three guys, Cole Sova, Richie Mays Jr., and Dawson Brown. They were found dead in a trailer where they were camping, and they were 20 years old. One of them was 19. And apparently, they died from carbon monoxide poisoning, likely because a generator was too close to their trailer. And two of their friends were hospitalized due to in critical condition. Anyways, the school held a vigil, and they set up a GoFundMe page and, you know, trying to raise money for their funerals and all that kind of stuff. Well, it has been confirmed by a publicist for Luke Combs, but he did pay for those three funerals. I don't know if he felt led to do it, if it, because it happened, you know, the day before he performed. Whatever it may be that led him to do that. I just think it was really cool of him to, you know, spend his own money on three strangers to take care of them and their families and during a time like that.
Guys, if you're going to take a generator to power stuff at the camper, take a long cord.
Long. And
put it way away from your your vehicles.
Exactly. We all know calling 911 is for emergencies only. And a six-year-old girl in Mississippi, she called 911 last week and she hung up. So they called her back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? You got everything okay? And she said she just wanted to tell the sheriff she loves him.
Aww.
That's not all.
Oh.
2 days later, the sheriff showed up with a bunch of school supplies for her.
Oh, yay!
Blue lights are flashing.
Oh, awesome.
How cool.
Roll up. Yeah, that's a nice one. Finally, Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Been chatting with Stephanie Quayle and doing a show at the C-Deck Saturday, July 31st. Tickets are on sale now. Talking about Summerfield Farms and stuff she's got going on up there, like the pimento cheese.
Mm.
Could be something new coming for Chase, though.
I think we could do two birds, one stone, Stephanie. I can wear a Stephanie Quayle shirt, go out to the farm, sit on a couple bale of hays, and eat some pimento cheese. And you can use that as a promo pick for both items.
Let's do it. When are you available?
I'm available anytime, day or night.
The problem, Stephanie, he's going to want to do this shirtless, and you don't want that.
I'll tie the shirt up around my belly button.
Like Ellie Mae.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. You can also, you know, with a long sleeve shirt, for all those listening that don't want tan lines, you just tie it around the front, use the arms as your tie in the back. It works all the time.
See, you got a free fashion tip today.
My gosh, today has turned out to be great.
But speaking of fashion, you know, I have to give a huge shout out to Wrangler because they're sponsoring tickets for this show for our local service members. And that's, you know, Wrangler's local. I live in my Wranglers. If they had Wrangler pajamas, I'd sleep in my Wranglers. Wrangler, if you're listening, let's make some PJs. And it's just awesome to be able to give back to our service members, from the fire department to the Marines to the sheriff's department. It's very cool.
Well, Wrangler is a good neighbor, and so are you, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I can't wait to see your faces.
Well, we can't wait to see you. Thanks for taking a minute out to call us this morning, and we'll see you at your show at the C-Deck.
Woohoo!
I mean, she's excited.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Tickets available now for that show. Get them.
Well, look who it is.
With your friends and your relations, it's a time.
Okay, I had to catch my breath there. Big birthday list. Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of Triad celebrating today through Sunday, starting with today. Melanie McFadden of Advance, Brennan Smith of Stokesdale, Jessica Stokes of Blues Creek, Andrew Jernigan of Kernersville, Bryce Norris of High Point, Vanessa Gossett of Winston-Salem, Ashley Brady of Greensboro, Kyle Wideman of Ashboro, and Kaylee Louvitt of Thomasville. For Saturday, Deborah Wolf of Mebane, Lisa Fields of Greensboro, Wanda Truel of Winston-Salem, Tammy Floyd of Burlington, Jody Hildreth of Sophia, Samantha Bullens of Kernersville, Heidi Hammond of Liberty, Amber Lee of Brown Summit, Jake Spavgat Yakinville, and Taylor Hensley of Mount.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Airy. And for Sunday, Tammy Hart of Kernersville, Landon Phillips of Pofftown, Jennifer Summers of Kernersville, April Stanley of Clemens, Brian Carson of Kernersville, Luann Hunter of Pilot Mountain, Melody Jordan of Ashboro, Aaron Merchant of Greensboro, and Lucas Dover of Elon. We hope you have the best birthday celebrating all weekend long. And if you'd like to get on our birthday list, all you got to do is shoot us a DM, Facebook, and Instagram at 931TheWolf. You can also go to 931WolfCountry.com and submit your birthday request there. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:05, Law and Order time. Well, the 69-year-old guy in Florida walks into his house through out the patio doors to his pool area to find a strange woman skinny dipping in his pool.
Well, that's not a bad deal there, huh?
Unfortunately, when you find yourself in a situation like that, it's no one you'd want to be skinny dipping in your pool.
They're never a looker, are they?
Well, it happened in Port Charlotte, just outside of Fort Myers. 42-year-old Heather Kennedy was completely naked, hanging out in this pool, cooling off. It was 90 degrees and humid. It was hot. So he called 911. When the cops did show up, she still refused to leave. She wouldn't get out of the water and told them to just leave her alone so she could continue with her swim.
Dale, where's the drugs involved?
I'm getting there.
All right.
They eventually did get her out of the pool, and she's facing charges for trespassing and resisting arrest. That'd be one of my worst fears as a police officer, is having to deal with some random naked person.
Right.
And have to, like, wrestle with them to get them.
And all you have is the little black gloves they have on. Yeah. It's like, this isn't helping.
I'm just thinking about them, like, rushing to different sides of the pool trying to catch her, and she's like, can't get me.
Yeah. I'm in the deep end.
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
Turns out she lives about 2 miles from the guy's house. She noticed he had a pool and thought, hey, it's a hot day. I'm going to slip down there and go in his pool.
Can't blame her.
She did appear to be inebriated when they got her on the phone, but she wasn't over the top.
Just a little bit.
She just had a few cold ones to cool her off. She recently got pulled over, though. When they checked her history, the cops found a bunch of drug paraphernalia charges. She also had some pills in her car. She tried to claim the pills weren't hers, though, and she said they really belonged to a friend named Crackhead Chris.
Wow.
Crackhead Chris.
Who's part of her posse.
I've seen them down hanging out by the Walmart.
What a great radio promotions guy name.
He's part of my posse.
Yeah, he is.
Who is Crackhead Chris? Well, he's part of my posse.
Yeah, he is.
That's what tell the cops. She is due in court early next month to deal with the skinny dipping charges. Who knows what else she may be looking at.
Let's just talk about the party pooper of that neighbor. Just want to let the girl get a swim on?
Again, it's never who you want to be in your pool getting her swim on.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a bop.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
I learned something interesting growing up on a farm that I didn't know until today.
All right.
Cows hate the sound of cowbells.
More cowbell!
Why?
It hurts their ears.
Poor cows.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken killed it in that SNL scene. I just think about his belly hanging out of the shirt while he's hanging the
walking around the studio. Yeah.
I got a fever. Man, so cool. So good.
By the way, it's Friday. We do 5 fun facts on your Friday, and apparently 1 out of 18 people have this.
Uh-oh.
A third nipple.
I'm aware of.
Now, this is medically proven.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot, but some of them look like freckles or a mole.
Yeah.
But technically, 1 in 18 people have it.
There's a whole thing in the Man with the Golden Gun, the James Bond movie about the guy with the third nipple.
Same thing with that Adam Sandler 8 Crazy Nights movie, Miss Triple Nipple.
Mm-hmm.
How this just took a turn. I was doing something medically accurate, and you guys just threw it out the window.
Ruined it.
Yeah.
Did you know the penalty for cannibalism in Idaho, you know, our neighbors right down the road in Idaho, is up to 14 years in prison? Unless you ate somebody, quote, under extreme life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival, then you're good.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. At that point, they're snackable, man.
But with all them potatoes out there.
Yeah.
How could you ever need a human?
You run out of taters.
Meat and taters.
That's desperate times, man. They call for desperate measures.
I mean, wouldn't you say that if you were caught with cannibalism as a life-threatening situation? Okay, you're good.
That'd be my immediate defense, yeah.
Anybody got a toothpick? Did you know, this blew my mind. You know the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Over in Italia.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
It's completely empty on the inside. It's just a hollow cylinder from bottom to top.
Wow, like me. It's a hollow shell of nothingness.
Slowly walking around, leaning everywhere.
I thought it was a pizza place.
I did too. I used to think it was the Leaning Tower Pizza. Yeah.
Yo! They need to open up like a Sbarro at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And sell pizza out of it. And last but not least, your last fun fact for Friday. The Starbucks at the CIA headquarters do not write names on coffee cups.
I understand why they would do that.
Well, of course, it's to protect their identity. And of course, if their spelling of names is anything like my local Starbucks, they should provide some level of protection.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Secret Sounds of Summer. Tickets to see Stephanie Quayle at the Cone Denim Entertainment Center.
The more I hear the secret sound of summer, the more I think, picture yourself out in the country.
Okay.
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Summer in the country.
Summer in the country.
All right. Secret Sound of Summer. Play the sound you correctly identified for the tickets to the concert. Here we go. Secret Sound of Summer number 4. I'm right.
You're right.
I know exactly what this is.
Okay. All right. You know what that is? Here we go. Let's have it.
I'm Bo from Colfax and proud to be a part of the Wolf Nation.
Waiting on your call, 680-WOLF. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Secret Sound of Summer number 4.
I told you it was 8 out of 10.
You did. It was tough.
Well, I don't think it was. I got it on the what? Second guess?
Yeah, you did.
And I guess what it was too, right off the bat.
Did you get it on the first guess?
Yeah, when we got off air, I asked him if it was what I thought it was, and he said yes. I mean, he corrected me the way I said it, but
right. Yeah,
I got it right.
Secret Sound of Summer, sound number 4. Here it is. Okay. There it is. What is that? What is that sound? Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Pressure washer.
A pressure washer?
Yes.
No.
Not a pressure washer. All right. Thank you. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Well, hello.
Hey, I was calling about the secret sound.
The secret sound of summer. What is it?
Is it a lawnmower?
No, not a lawnmower. Not a lawnmower. You guys are close. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Weed eater.
No, not a weed eater. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, secret sound of summer. What is it?
A hay baler.
It is a hay baler.
Hey, wait a second. Is this Rhonda?
This is Rhonda.
All right, girl. You want to take and see Stephanie Quayle. I'm so proud of you.
Stephanie Quayle.
Oh, thank you.
Shows at the SeaDeck downtown Greensboro on July 31st. We'll see you there. Hang on the line.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We've done all the damage we can do. We got to go. Coming up next, Katie and Company.
And it's the last day with the Queen, Miranda Lambert, on the Superstar Power Hour.
Starting later today at 5 o'clock in FGLWWW.
What?
Florida, what? Florida Georgia Line Wolf Winnie Weekend.
Ah, that's very clever of you. I like the acronym.
Thank you.
Have an awesome weekend. Sunny today, 86. Going to be a hot one Sunday, 90 by Sunday. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. What?
Music brought to you by Dell Technologies.
Sometimes it feels like the chorus keeps changing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.